Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And I'm going to kind of go around the houses a little bit in today's episode. So follow me. Come with me. I think we're going somewhere you'll wind up quite liking. There was a movie years ago called The Avengers. Now, not the one with the Hulk and Thor and those Avengers. It was based on the old British television series with John Steed and Emma Peel. And I think it was Ralph Fiennes and Uma Thurman played the heroes, and then the villain was played by Sean Connery. And the villain's evil plan was to take control of the weather. And by controlling the weather, he would control the world, and they had to stop him from doing it. And I always thought that was an interesting metaphor for how most of us try to work with the mind. We think that the power would come from being able to control what happens in it. If we could control the weather in our own system so that we never had storms, or we only had very mild storms and every day was sunny, then life would be better. But in the same way as the evil weather man in The Avengers, it became very obvious how utterly unnatural what he was trying to do was. When you start to see that our own thought-feeling system is just like the weather, and like the weather, there are certain predictable weather patterns, and then there are very unpredictable things that happen. The idea that we're supposed to control it stops looking like a good idea. And seeing it for what it is and letting the intelligence behind it decide what weather we're having when seems like a much better idea. There's an old Scottish expression that there's no such thing as bad weather, only the wrong clothes. And in that same way, there's no such thing as the wrong thoughts or the wrong feelings. It's just that if we're not prepared for them, if we don't see them for what they are, we can get really caught up in them and then caught up in trying to control them, which unfortunately is a doomed exercise, but fortunately is utterly unnecessary. Now, I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and one of my early memories of politics was Jimmy Carter, who was president in the United States from late 70s to 1980. And I don't even know why I remember this, because it wouldn't have been meaningful to me at age 8 or whatever age I was. But I remember a news conference where he came out and he confessed that he had committed adultery in his heart. And I remember thinking, wow, you got to be really uptight to worry about what you do in your head that you don't do with your body. And the more I've seen about the nature of the thought-feeling system, the more true that's looked to me. The more it looks like thinking negative thoughts isn't a problem, but acting on them might be. The more willing I've been to let thought come and go, and the more I've noticed thoughts just come and go. Feelings just come and go when I'm not in there trying to prevent them or fix them, understand them, explain them, or control them. Now, in a way, when I was first there thinking about this one, I didn't have a larger point. And then I was thinking about a class that I went to being taught by Dr. William Pettit, Dr. Bill Pettit. And there was one thing he said in this masterclass on Supercoach Academy that really stood out. And he just almost in passing said, what people need to see is that they are so much more than they're thinking. And that sort of connected a bunch of dots for me. Because I know for me, I understood thought feeling up to a point. And I thought, yes, it would. This thinking is creating this feeling, and I'm feeling this, and I don't like this. So if I thought different, it seemed mechanical. But something about recognizing that we're so much more than our thinking made me realize we don't have to do anything about our thinking. Jimmy Carter didn't have to do anything about committing adultery in his heart, but if it had gotten down below the waist, he might have needed to do something about it. And you don't need to worry about what you think, as long as you see it for what it is, because you are so much more than your thinking. I sometimes talk about this in terms of being the sky. If we are just kind of wandering around victims of our minds, victims in life, then the weather matters. But if we're the sky, if all of the thinking and feeling is happening inside you, like weather in the sky, then it doesn't particularly matter what weather is happening when, because you're the sky. And when you start to see you don't need to control the weather, then you find yourself with a lot more headspace. And any time we find ourselves with more inner space, we do better. We feel better, better ideas come to mind, and life itself gets better. So as I said, round the houses, but hopefully helpful. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.